Welcome to the Cycling Matters Podcast, your weekly dose of local cycling news, culture tips, product reviews, and discussions about our love for bike. Nice. The Cycling Matters Podcast is brought to you in cooperation with Ciclo. I'm King, and with us is Karen.
Hello.
She's been with us on the previous episodes, and in this episode, we're gonna know more about her. So take it away.
Okay, so hello, I'm Karen Sison. I always have a problem with like introducing my job because I just made it up, like the title, I mean. So I'm a business compliance consultant. That means I process paperwork for businesses and government offices, mostly business registration, compliances like SSLs, PhilHealth, Pag-ibig. And then I'm also a partner at Coco Milk Studio and I handle taxes there. So how did I get into cycling? I actually only learned how to ride a bike without training wheels in college. Before entering college, I asked my dad to teach me. And I learned in Colegio de San Agustin in Dasmariñas Village. So it's so funny because my only experience of biking then was just riding around the village, and even then I would fall all the time. So, and then my first time trying to bike outside that in Esteban Abada in Katipunan, I was so overwhelmed by the cars, and it wasn't that bad of traffic, but I cried in the middle of the road because I was just so overwhelmed. There were so many cars and I didn't know what to do, and my bike was pretty bad, like it was an old mountain bike. But I got into cycling more seriously in April of 2018. That's when I bought my first road bike. Her name is Laya. So the kind of cycling that I do, most of what I do is really commuting because of my job, but I also ride casually, and I've done some long distance cycling, and I want to get stronger so that I can do it more regularly, because the times I've done long distance cycling, it's like ride and then if I get tired I go to the car because there's a support car. So that's me in cycling. So it's actually interesting, like this episode, because in this episode of the Cycling Matters Podcast, we're going to be talking about women in cycling. Ooh. And the experiences of women who cycle in the Philippines. So we'll be asking a few of our female friends, and I'm also going to be asked as a female myself. Because, like, why do we ride, and what do we think are the unique aspects of, you know, being women in the cycling community, both good and bad, and, you know, how it's like to cycle in as a woman in the Philippines, at least Metro Manila or wherever. So first, don't forget to subscribe to the Cycling Matters Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you can find podcasts. So we release new episodes every Monday. So just search Cycling Matters in your favorite podcast platform before you make your way home from work. So put on some earphones and enjoy the discussion. And if ever, you can catch more of Cycling Matters on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram, or on our website at cyclingmatters.ph.
All right. Thanks, Karen. So today we have our guests. Actually, they're also our teammates from Team Loyola.
Woot, woot, woot.
So we have Chi.
Hello.
And Chaz. Welcome.
Hi.
Back. Hi.
Hello.
All right. So, Chi, what kind of cycling do you do? Like in general.
Okay. Well, the kind of cycling I do now is more in the bike commuting, and generally I'm a casual rider because casual being I just go around the city and not really like go on long rides. I mean, I tried to go with you guys when you were going through the missions through, like Cavite, and when you guys went to Clark with the race for 7-Eleven, so there was like a race in Clark na you were just there, and I was just there casually na parang okay, I'll just go around and like be with you guys, but I won't be participating in the race. So yun, parang I just used the bike to get from point A to point B.
right? So you mentioned like commuting.
Yeah.
So where do you usually commute to? Like, what's your day job?
Yeah. So my day job is para naman my night
job. Oh, what's your full time job?
Oh my.
So my job, or I work at Signal TV. I'm a lead product designer there, and then actually it's just my first week there. And I've also tried. I mean, like I'm trying to like maintain the commute to work or bike commute to work, because I don't want to spend money going from Quezon City. So I live in Quezon City, so my Commonwealth area. So it's like really far away now that I think about it. Tapos I have to go to Mandaluyong because the office is at the Launchpad building, which is like near Pioneer. So it's just that area. So it's like Lagpas, Pasig, where the bike lanes are. And then there's Mandaluyong, which is where the roads are always being like ginagawa, parang lubak-lubak yung roads doon and stuff. So yun, parang I'm trying to like ride my bike naman to go there, and may bike parking naman there doon sa building, and so thankfully parang I can like stay there, or like, rather I don't have to worry about leaving my bike somewhere na hindi siya, na mananakaw siya or like masisira siya or something.
All right. Now, we also have Chaz. Again, welcome back.
Hello.
Hi. So, we had Chaz before with the Ciclo episode.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
now
yeah.
You're here as a
female cyclist.
Female cyclist. Woot, woot.
Yeah.
Women represent.
Represent. All right. So, how about you, Chaz? Like, tell us more about your cycling life.
Yeah. So, I got into cycling. Well, actually, I've been biking as a child. I always just used to ride around my house. So, sa street lang ng house ko kasi paakyat yun. So, I'd bike up and then go down, then bike up, then down. But parang, it never really occurred to me that I can go farther until I started riding with my friends in 2013. So, well, yun, parang we started riding around UP, ganyan. So, paikot-ikot lang. And then after that, I got into triathlon. So cycling for me, I guess, was mainly for sport. Because I used to play football, but I tore my ACL. So linear sports are better for me. So just running and cycling and swimming. So I got into triathlon. And then eventually, I got tired of doing that. And parang meron akong open water swim anxiety. So I get panic attacks. So I stopped.
Oh, no.
And then ever since, like, and then I joined TL, Team Loyola. And that's when I started riding, like cycling specifically only, like mostly long distance riding. So now, like we've done the ODAX together, and then we also do a bunch of races together. So now it's really mostly cycling for me now is just for my exercise mainly, recreational. I commute sometimes, but it's not, well, us kasi we just work at home, so it cycle like by commuting. Yeah, sorry.
That's fine.
I don't necessarily need to be somewhere all the time, so I don't feel the need to bike commute every day. Only like when I really need to. Plus, I live in Antipolo, so it's a little farther than everything. And Sumulong's really dark.
No, I've been to Chaz's house, and I was like, I don't know how anyone can bike going to her house.
There is no way to bike to my house. Like there is, but like the light, there are no lights at night, so parang
if I were
to bike to my house, like kaya ko naman, but
it's
I don't really choose it.
It's super steep.
Yeah.
Like when we were in, I was in the car. I was like, okay, I don't think I can.
Ayun. So yun for me mainly, it's for recreation and fun.
All right. Yeah. Kasama ba sa recreation and fun yung paghahabol ng QOM?
Hala!
Oh my God, papasok na tayo.
By the way, Chaz is in Team Loyola, and in Ateneo, she is the reigning QOM for most of the segments.
On Strava.
I tried to be on the down low about
but, wala, that's why like right now I'm just chill because I'm like, wala, like I just wanna have fun.
Yeah, chill lang, like bike commuting.
It's just fun.
All right, so we know how you guys got into cycling, and then like we know like what cycling is for you. Maybe like since we're talking about women in cycling, what are your insights about female cyclists, the cycling community? Like, is there a separate or an independent? What like a community of female cyclists, mm. or how?
There actually, there was this Facebook group that started Tropang Women Cyclists, no. Tropang Women Bikers.
I've never heard of it.
I'll add you guys. It started because Road Bike Filipinas is there and all the other Facebook groups. There is an online problem of medyo patriarchal and bastos yung mga tao on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And they kind of objectify women.
Yeah.
So it's very... it happens often on Facebook. So, nagkaroon ng separate group where, wala, it's better because, like, women are safe there. Women talk about their own problems.
Yeah, I want to see this group.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even realize that I didn't add you. But anyway,
it's okay, it's
I'm
okay.
not super active. I just lurk. I just see the conversations. Iyon.
Sorry, what's the name of the Facebook
group? Tropang Women Bikers, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. It's searchable.
Yeah, it's searchable. All right.
Nice.
I think, yeah, yun lang. But it's been a few years na eh, na ginawa siya. I don't know who runs it.
But is it an active group? Like people still...
Yeah. I okay, ang that's alam nice. Ko recently, parang people still like discuss. Minsan may mga nagyayaya ng rides. Ganyan.
Oh, that's oh, nice.
That's so nice. Oh, okay.
I love it.
Because it's different rin when it's a male. I guess that's the main insight for me. Konti lang kami. Like, lang ang women cyclists.
Though I see, I mean, well, kasi nagbabike commute na ako recently. Yeah. So, ano, mas marami pa rin ako lalaki na nakikita.
Yeah.
But I see... girls like every now and then.
Yeah, definitely.
Buti naman now, I mean, at least I'm part of that demographic. I see sometimes parang, even if I'm in a car na parang, nagbabike siya and she's a woman. Amazing!
I'm super happy. I'm like, yes! Represent!
Yeah. It's a little empowering. Not a little, it's a little.
It's empowering. Yeah. I like this group. I mean, I don't want to, I don't need to be part of it. But, I get what you mean. You know, sa RBP, or like sa ibang groups na puro guys, diba?
Yeah.
And then like yung trend kapag may nag-post na female cyclist, and then you look at the comments and they're like,
yeah,
ingat
it's really,
po,
it's always about the looks.
Yeah,
or like,
it's always about the looks.
Like especially
so
mga weight loss ones.
There's so many strong women cyclists. Like, parang kailangan ba tungkol lang sa itsura?
Yeah. Diba? As in, it's always about looks. As in, like the ones I really see are like yung mga weight loss. As in, like, I started bike commuting 6 months ago, like this is how I look then. So I mean it's for me it's inspiring. It's not just about looks.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know,
there are so many strong women cyclists and like wala parang.
Yeah.
I never yet hindi ko pa kasi in-expose din yung sarili ko with the community. Kasi kayo you girls are the only like people then slowly then like I'm getting all of my other friends to get into cycling then and like, most of them then naman are like women pero di ko pa nakikita yung mga sinasabi ninyo online
but yun nga it's few and far in between nga and then when they actually talk about it it's like there's so many other things like we're not just like prizes to be looked at.
Exactly.
and when you mentioned that na onti pa lang yung women, actually, so I worked with Pasig Transport and I analyzed their, we analyzed their data to help them, make meaning out of the survey.
Mm-hmm.
And so demographics, around 11.59% lang yung women.
That's so small.
As compared to men.
Yeah.
And like, I checked the Facebook page like us on Facebook.
Cycling matters.
Yes. 14% lang yung women na nagfa-follow like. So it provides a picture na parang okay, ganito yung situation.
Yeah.
And parang nag-wonder ako like how bakit ganyan at saka parang paano magiging mas 50-50 for example, di ba?
But personally, I'm not surprised because I think it's also a cultural thing.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of my friends, they're actually not even allowed to bike on the road.
Yeah.
Like, it's really sad. I'm actually pretty lucky that my parents... Well, I actually hid it from my parents at first. But I think I'll talk about...
Are they watching? Are they
No, they know. My parents know. They're very supportive, actually. But as in, I have friends that, as in, they're parents are even though they're like 25, yeah, they're 28, they're very strict. Na, no, you can't bike on the road. And the but it's kind of sad. Like, I don't think that's an issue for guys. Mm.
Like, why though? Like, what are like, the disadvantages or advantages of you know?
I feel like there are double. Sorry,
go.
No, I just feel like there are double standards for men and women. Like, for me, when I talk to some friends, parang why they don't see it as an option. Like, even in the workplace, where there are some places where women have to wear makeup or women have to wear heels to go to work. Parang why do these things still exist? It's 2019. Like, these are things that hinder them from, like, it's just going to work. So why? Yeah. Like, why? Yun lang. So parang there are things like that that hinder women from being able to do this. And I think it's sad.
And I think there are some women, I think I remember a friend of mine, I don't remember who it was, but said that she was worried about being catcalled or I don't know, like, because, and it already has happened to me. It was so sad because the first time I was catcalled, it was by a fellow cyclist. Aww. Like, I was like, why? Like, because I would expect from siguro a bystander, sometimes like even galing sa truck, but from a fellow cyclist whistled at me, and I was like, I was so annoyed. So I rode faster. Yeah. So, but it was so, you can't really blame women for being so concerned about these issues, because it's really safety, like, and given that the roads are really not, they're already not friendly to cyclists, what more to female cyclists?
Parang ano naman din yung yun din yung issue sometimes, like with parents, lalo na if very overprotective, kasi syempre naman yung concern nila is with their child or their girl, their little girl, parang ganun. So
their princess,
parang syempre may ganun na concern, pero eventually I tried going into it, kasi technically hindi lang ako, hello, my mom and my dad. I've been bike commuting since I started sa work ko. Pero, yun
that's
lang.
How they find out.
Hello po, through a podcast.
Pero, such a unique way.
Pero kasi I don't wanna spend like 500 pesos every day just to go. Like,
just because I'm a girl? Like,
yeah.
I already spend so much on other things, like, you know, never mind, later na.
Food. Pero yeah, parang yung sa mga catcalling, parang hindi ko nga rin gets minsan bakit kailangan pang gawin yun at all.
Yeah, I'm just like, why do you, like, can't you just mind your business? Like, you don't have to, like, don't you have friends to talk to?
Yung ginagawa ko, kasi di, syempre, magbabike commute ako, tapos parang, minsan naka-outfit ako na, I don't know, like, my figure is like, may halata siya. Tapos parang gagawin ko na lang, like, mukha lang akong parang lalaki. Yun na lang yung gagawin.
Really?
Yeah, or like pero so far naman, parang whenever cyclist passed me by, tapos parang ngayon, I'm learning how to, like, parang magno-nod lang. Yeah. Parang, hey, you're a cyclist. Hello. Parang ganun lang. Mm. Parang ginagawa ko. Well, ganun lang din. Wala naman so far sa akin. Pero for other people, I don't think, or for other women rather, I don't think that's the same experience. Kasi depende din dun sa area that you go through or like the people talaga that you encounter. Yun, it's like, minsan disheartening na lang na parang you hear that from other people or from other fellow women na they experience that as well.
Yeah, that's super.
Is there a unique experience or a phenomenon for, because we've heard from bike commuting, for example. So how about like for recreational when you join races or like for exercise? Is there something unique about women and cycling, or, you know, being a female cyclist? Sorry.
In races naman, actually, no, yung naisip ko lang kasi was like before when we used to figure out like gano karaming, like for ciclo sa amin, gano karaming jerseys yung gagawin for men or women. Okay. Parang we used to look at race lists and then kind of check the percentage of men and women.
Yeah. Ooh,
so parang kind of see smart. Like how many like women cyclists are in there are in the community or whatever.
Yeah.
So yun, parang I think yun yung numbers na sinabi mo kanina, parang yun yung na, like, I think yun rin yung ranges na nakukuha namin. It's like 15 to 20% women and then the rest are men. Pero sad. I think in the racing world, I haven't been in the racing world, you know.
Same.
Like, no, we just joined yung ano eh. Pero yeah. I think it's just that parang konti lang. Yeah. And then you don't really there. I don't feel discrimination though in the racing world because like the women that are there, they're also like we consider each other as athletes. Parang ganun. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
parang the men in that world don't really treat women. Well, that's what I feel. Parang I don't feel different for being a woman in a race. Parang ganun. So I don't think naman my difference.
And I think dumadami yung nagpa-participate sa races.
Yeah.
Like, I know, when I started racing, before, kung sino yung kasali sa division, sa female, sila na yung podium finishers. Now, medyo ka na yung mag-effort.
Exactly. That's how I started. Because the first race I joined, I won.
I love it.
Shit, kaya ko pala to.
Parang mag-uusap na lang kayo na, sino gusto first?
But then eventually, parang sa mga bigger races, lalo parang, mahirap na.
Now, kailangan mo na, medyo gotta
fifth
fight
na, fourth, ganyan. So, wala na. And then yun, pero, yeah, marami rin talagang malakas eh.
Like, may naalala tuloy ako kasi when she mentioned races, tas parang the number of women. Naalala ko yung I participated kasi dun sa wet t-shirt ride thing. Yung mga other
is this
like,
the Fireflies.
Yeah,
when was this again?
August.
Like a month ago,
something. Diba? Yeah, okay. Parang third Sunday of August. Yun yung usual. August 18, I think.
Okay.
Pero, yun nangyari dun. I was actually checking that out kasi I was with another cycling, I was with another friend tapos niyaya ako kasi siya to go there.
Yeah.
And, ayun, so she's a woman. Tapos, I also happened to see another friend pero guy naman siya. And then I was looking around tapos parang me and my female friend, I'm sad that I have to keep saying female friend.
Parang, like, female friend.
Pero parang I was with her tapos tinitingnan namin ilan pa kaya dito yung mga babae. And then when we rode na tapos sinasabi niya na all of the women and all of the newbies na parang hindi pa marunong masyado magbike commute or something. Like, kasi we were gonna the wet t-shirt ride for that time started in Ortigas Park tapos it was gonna end sa may Liwasang Bonifacio sa may Manila. So medyo malayo din pero yun nga parang it was an open invite to anyone even for the people who just started cycling or started bike commuting. Tapos parang sinabi nila for the newbies and for the women. So I kind of like irked when they said na parang the women is so front pero parang ako fine kasi konti lang din naman I guess kami. And then when I went there in front parang siguro I could count it in my hand kung ilan lang kami. Tapos the rest were like guys.
But around how many do you think participated that day?
Yung napansin ko kasi there was one other woman that was going like sa simula sa in front of me. No? Tapos I guess there were like maybe three other women when we stopped na nakita ko na nagtatake ng pictures sarang kasama ng boyfriend or something na nakita ko. So mga siguro maybe generous na ang 10, maybe less than 10. Ganun na nga konti.
Yeah, it's something like that happened also during the Women's Month. So nag-organize din yung Firefly Brigade ng Girlies Ride, I think yung name.
And, I think I remember.
Yeah. Maraming members sa organizers ng Firefly Brigade women. But they wanted to invite or they wanted to attract more non-members na women. Pero onti lang din yung dumating.
Yeah.
So it's kind of sad but it's a fact. So siguro like since we're talking about like numbers and bakit parang onti, like what do you think are the main if you're gonna name one, what do you think is the main factor na nag-hinder? Like you guys talk about it a bit kanina, but like if you can just name one for you
to hinder,
na nag-hinder sa you know,
for other women
to consider cycling, like bike commuting or like for recreational purposes.
Well, yun yung unang maisip ko, like catcalling, kasi yun yung worry ng other people or just general in safety, like what Karen said.
Safety.
Yeah.
It's just safety. Kasi,
kasi as a woman going out and about, technically you have to be wary of guys or men around you na parang baka mamaya biglang hablutin ka or hawakan ka ng wherever na hindi naman dapat or just in general. Like, technically meron din naman na some women aren't really as trained na parang mas malaki ang lalaki, so mas madali yung ma-taken advantage of. So all of those other things na parang medyo nakakakaba like as a woman. Though I personally don't worry about that kasi I've also like equipped myself to like for self defense and all of that other things. Pero like for other people, for other women, they're not sure what to do in that situation, or like yun, it's really hard when you're in that situation and like you can't really do anything about it. And it's not the woman's fault, it's the guy.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Just like, don't freaking do it.
Yeah. I mean this is not just a thing with cycling, but wala, like for women, we're always expected to adjust. So wala, like it really has to come from like how things are structured and cultural, like guys just shouldn't how hard is it to restrain yourself from making just a comment like that.
Yeah.
I mean, yun pa lang eh. It's not even like the touching, it's like just stop, don't say something inappropriate.
Women don't do that, like we don't say like uy,
some women also say
but it's not,
it goes for both ways, but yun nga,
but it's not as rampant as like with guys.
But it happens.
Like
sa akin, nag-share ako ng experience.
Okay, go.
Super quick lang. I'm riding, or before ko nga running pa, like, may mga, sabi lang, kuya pasakay naman.
Grabe.
Kuya pasabay. Yung mga ganong stuff. Like, kasalanan ko ba kung pogi ako?
Just don't mind other people, like when they're doing something, don't comment on parang inappropriately, because it's like, why? If that happened to you, I mean, in general, I'm not even talking about genders here, it's just
and I like what you mentioned about safety, because this is a survey that I was talking about before, with Pasig Transport. We were thinking about like, maybe the main concern when it comes to bike commuting is maybe like ayaw na yung comfort, madumihan ka, so you need a shower, or maybe the distance or the ride. But it's actually the top concern was safety, the feeling of security. So you can like kung nasa bike lane ka or maganda yung ano, but it's more it parang lagi siyang nasa, are you safe? Do you feel safe while riding?
Because everything else you can adjust. Like even okay, I just want to bring this up. Like cycling and periods, I think you can adjust that. But although out of curiosity, I just want to ask like Chaz and Cheer, like how do you deal with biking on your period? Because me sometimes like at least on my first day, I forgo it. Talaga. But then I'm trying to, because especially for the male view listeners. So there's this thing called a menstrual cup.
Yes.
It's
I use that actually.
I'm also trying to like get back into using it because usually the normals, well, the what most people use is like pads, but then it's hard to wear a pad while cycling, at least for me. Especially if you're riding like with cycling shorts. So I'm just curious, like what do you guys do?
Yun, tampons or pads?
Okay.
Ay, tampons or cup.
Okay. Ako cup na ako ngayon. I don't wanna go back to pads. It's just really ang daming trash, tas madumi pa and all of that things. Pero nakapag-cycle naman din ako with the pad, and sa akin it wasn't really a problem. Pero yun, di din kasi ako nagkaka-cramps masyado.
Yeah, ako rin. So I've never really had it so bad na I couldn't do physical activities. Siguro once lang, as in parang we were on the way to Halahala and then wala, as in, parang biglang ang sakit, sobrang sakit. So, as in, I stopped. I stopped and then I turned around. Sabi ko, hindi ko kaya, babalik ako. Siguro may mga ganun na hassle kasi babae ka.
Yeah. Though they said naman, parang for periods naman din, or like, before your period, kaya chine-check mo rin yung cycle mo, parang to help alleviate the pain or ease the pain for the cramps, you exercise before it. So, that's what also I've been trying to do din. Para at least, parang, if it does happen, kasi I've had cases na rin naman na I've had cramps, not to the point that I couldn't move, but just it's really painful. Yun, parang whenever I try to exercise naman before, whether it was the gym or like in this case nagbabike na ako, hindi na rin siya, it's just like it just goes through, it's parang wala, that's just 2 days have passed, tapos na.
That's true.
Well, yeah, I just said that sometimes I forgo cycling because like for me, like, because I have a condition, it's called premenstrual dysphoric disorder, where like it's pretty bad sometimes, that like it's both physical and mental. So physical, that I'm way too tired, but there are times that cycling actually helps me with my period. Like there's a time I had really bad cramps, but then when I searched online, they said cycling can actually help alleviate your cramps. I tried it out and it did help a bit, although meron pa rin. But yeah, like that's just another thing that like women have to deal with in cycling. But I think going back to our original point, that I think it's really the thing that hinders women from biking in the first place. It's really safety, because like
everything else talaga,
you can always adjust.
Maligo, you just go to a gym, or like eventually if they have like free showers for everyone, though I don't think that's gonna happen anytime soon, because it's quote unquote prone to abuse of everyone anyway. Parang yun, nandoon na rin yung like you can change, like have a change of clothes, tapos yun, pati din yung shoes, like everything, the bike parking, you can just park anywhere. At least now, parang pinag-uusapan na yung magkakaroon ng bike parking lahat na ng establishments. At least for Pasig, that's true, though it's not yet really fully implemented.
That's an ordinance.
Pero may ordinance na. Yeah. So QC, I think they also have like an ordinance na either being talked about or nag-exist pero hindi din fina-follow. But yeah, yun. Yeah. So, something like that.
In terms of safety also, I think siguro yung isa na sana ma-address is just something as basic as street lights, because some places are so dark talaga.
That's true.
Na parang asin, wala kang makita, hindi ka rin makikita, and then hindi mo pa makita kung may tao ba. Diba? Parang mga ganun. And it's so basic, parang what kind of city doesn't have street lights? So it's just sad.
I'm curious though, like is there like so we're talking about safety, siguro most of it also applies to men. But when it comes to you know, specific to women, something as something as normal as your clothing, you're working with diba siklo, parang you mentioned before na you also take into consideration the designing like for a female. But when it comes to like clothing, is there like a special something for women, or dapat ba, or like it's just the same, you
know? Is this for siklo specifically?
In general.
Well, for siklo specifically, it's usually the fit talaga, like yun, syempre iba yung geometry of the female body, so it's tailored to that. But me as a cyclist na like if I'm commuting, parang honestly it's just really for comfort, so nothing really ano.
I just wear a sports bra. I mean, just a
I guess
usual,
yun
parang,
basic.
Kasi, yun, it's the usual wear din naman when you're doing active sports, like activities naman. So, yun, for clothing, I guess, just, ako personally, I don't like yung mga fit na thing. So, gusto ko medyo baggy din siya. And also, in a way, that's also my way to show na parang I'm not a girly girl. Kasi that's my defense, I guess, for that. Even though, hindi ko pa rin na-experience talaga yun na catcall ako before. But, I mean, I don't wanna experience that. But it's just, that's my way of, like, protecting myself. Parang ginagawa ko sarili ko, mukha akong lalaki or something.
Although, for me, on clothes, it's funny because ako, like, well, usually, like, it depends where I commute kasi. if I commute kind of far, then I'm going to most likely wear a cycling kit. And then, for example, like, picking up a check from a client. For example, the client is in Ortigas. So, I would bike and then usually park sa my mall. And then, I would change into something more office friendly. Like, sometimes like a dress pa nga. But then, I remember there was a time that like, I was just going to one of the barangay halls, I think, sa may Maginhawa. And then, I just biked in my dress. So, but I think, I remember talking to another female friend na she says like she can't bike in dresses because the cut of the dress is going to make it fly. I'm really lucky that like the cut of my dresses
Actually, ako wearing, yun yung isa sa, like, na hassle ako Because I like wearing dresses.
Same.
Kasi hindi mainit.
Yeah, I love dresses.
So parang yung hassle for me wearing a dress and riding a bike is just the getting on the bike part, like swinging your leg over the saddle. And then, but when I'm sitting na on the bike, parang wala. It's okay, such na. A way naman na when my knees go up and down, it doesn't go up and down so high naman. Na. Like yun. Yun lang, wala lang. But I did see an interesting trick. Now, when your dress is kind of long, I saw it online dati, na you get a coin, and then you put it on the back, and then maglagay ka ng panali.
Okay.
Tapos magko-close na yung gitna. So magiging parang pants yung dress mo. And then that's what you, wala lang.
Okay.
It's interesting.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, wala
speaking
lang.
Of, thank you, Chad.
Speaking of clothes pala, naisip ko lang kasi, ano, I would wear leggings na lang din pala for like the bottoms. Mm-hmm. Kasi before I tried to bike in shorts, and yun yung recommended din na parang no flowy things kasi pwede siyang sumabit sa bike, and that has happened to me. Like Karen was warning me before, like kayo, I was with you and Brian and Jan. We were like, we were going to a milk tea place, and then parang na-warningan ako ata na parang, oh, sure ka ba sa damit mo? Kasi I was wearing like a flowy, flowy pants.
Yeah.
Tapos sabi ninyo na parang, oh, baka sumabit yan. And I'm like, it's fine. Tapos parang immediately after, like I wrote, parang, oops, oh my God. Tapos ngayon may sira na yung ano ko. But it's okay kasi I learned my lesson. Yeah. But anyway, parang after that, I started like thinking about, okay, tinatali. And they would say na it's a thing daw for cyclists in general na
yung right.
Nakataas yung things doon.
I think it's harder lang for ours kasi road bikes yung sa atin.
Yeah. Like, I think for city bikes, okay lang.
That's why those
okay
city
lang.
Bikes na mababa. Yeah. Mas madali mag-bike. Mas madali mag-ride.
Nung doon naman sa bike sharing ng Pasig, that's a city bike. I rode that while I was in office attire na talagang medyo semi-fun. Smart casual pala rather. Tapos flowy din yung damit ko dun. Pero nakabike naman ako na maayos dun. Pero nung sinubukan ko naman na mag-shorts, parang nag-chafe siya sa gitna ng size ko. So parang after that, okay, never mind the shorts, I'll just wear leggings kasi at least my thighs are protected kasi with the saddle and all.
That's true.
And if it's a flowy outfit, like if it's a flowy pants, I tie it down para lang wow, naka-shorts or something.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I mean, yung cycling in like casual wear, it's not doable. Eh.
Yeah.
Parang when you go to places like Japan or whatever and everyone's biking in dresses or
Oh my God, I want that life.
I really want that life. Oh my God.
Yeah, sa Amsterdam, like sa Europe, everyone's just biking like casual.
Yeah. Parang yun, wala lang.
It's interesting. Sana. Pilipinas.
Pero wala nga tayo yung sidewalk.
Paano pa kaya?
Okay, Chaz and G, I just wanna ask you guys, just like as a fun, what fun, less serious question.
Mm-hmm.
As a female cyclist, like, what are some things you're tired of hearing from, like, family, relatives, friends, about, like, your cycling? Like, kasi for me, sometimes I'm a bit, and I know when people, like, really like remind you like to take care. I mean, I know most of the time like it's meant well, but then sometimes it's a bit too much na. So I was wondering, like, how about you guys? Like,
for me, it's the fact na umiitim ako.
Oh no!
Umiitim ako all my life, okay. I've been playing football since grade 5. Yun, parang ano diff nung nag-football ako at ngayon. Tapos parang, I don't know, maybe because I'm older and I don't know.
Wait, how did they say it? Like,
oh, parang, oh, bike ka ng bike, umiitim ka na naman.
Sad.
But then they've been trying to get me to quit like doing outdoor things since I was a child. So parang hindi naman ako surprised. And it's a generation thing. I mean, my dad grew up in a time na he wanted to be a doctor but he was too dark to be a doctor.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Kasi sinabihan siya ng lola ko, so he didn't become a doctor.
Oh my God.
So I kind of get it. Like, I get where he's coming from.
That's
so sad. So, ayun. But it's hassle, cause you hear it all the time. Right? Like, yun lang. Yun.
Sorry.
Yung sa akin, well, whenever I try to talk to my parents about like cycling, parang or talking about yun nga na nagre-ride kayo like as Team Loyola, and then I kind of like put the suggestion that I wanna try then. Parang it's always gonna be the topic of delikado yan kasi, or like naka-helmet lang kayo and like
kababae yeah. mong tao.
Hindi naman ako ginaganon. Pero, okay naman. Like, I'm lucky na parang hindi naman ako ginaganon.
Okay, that's pero, good. Because yeah. I know some people, like, ginaganon sila.
I think yun yung root nung itim ng parang kasi babae ako. Yeah.
And kasi sa Philippines, parang meron pa rin case of, like, they wanna be white.
Yeah,
even though,
yeah.
you know, hindi yeah. naman talaga yun.
yung normal. Gluta pa more.
Yeah. Pero yung sa akin, parang, yun, yung sasabihin, yung sa safety din, yun, parang with you, na sasabihan ka na mag-ingat ka, or like, delikado yung roads. Tapos parang ang daming mga, ano, mga siraulong mga drivers, mga motorcyclists. So, I mean, the warning of that. But, I mean, I appreciate the reminder.
Yeah,
but
yeah, it's same, just, same.
Like, I can take care of myself. Mm-hmm. Like, yun naman yun nasa isip ko. Pero, at the same time, like, gets ko din yung concern. Mm-hmm. And then, I go in that cycle of like, but I can't take care of myself.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So, just to, like, as a last note, I think this is for everyone, not just for our guests. So, how can we encourage more women to bike? Like, what actionable things can we do individually? And what do you think should be done, like, on a systemic level?
What I'm doing right now with my friends, kasi like natatawa nga ako eh now na I post a lot about it kasi on my social media na para oh nagbike ako, I tried biking from QC to work, tas let's see if I survive, parang ganun na joke, and then I get there, it's parang okay, tas parang no big deal, it's parang I just go on with my day and I just post randomly na parang with my bike and all of that, tas I find like a lot of friends, girlfriends, not even girlfriend, but like female friends, fine. Na would ask me na parang, oh, Chi, how did you get into cycling? Or like, can I learn? How do I learn cycling? Ganyan. That's when I also realized like a lot of people pala hindi talaga natuto magbike when they were a child. Like ako, I learned as a child.
Me, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't learn.
It still surprises me how many people. Pero I guess yun, different ano, bringing up, parang upbringings. Tapos, pero yun, parang what I do is I just really talk to my friends right now na parang, oh, this is what you do, and then I invite them to like go with me, and I go with them technically na parang I would ride with them so that they feel safer, kasi usually like women are feel safer in groups of other women. Or just, I mean, if it's a trusted friend din naman, like with anyone naman. So that's what I'm trying to do as well. And yun, I think that would be like nice if there were more initiatives na parang we could just really keep getting together. Yeah. I mean as women and eventually as like everyone else,
right.
Na parang encouraging like other women like to go in and like, hey, try it out. Kasi I have like, I will quote my friend saying this, like my friend, her name is Sam, sorry, hello Sam Gross Cruz, that's, I will plug her. Kasi parang she just got a road folding bike, I think last month or something. Tapos I was like really trying her to tell her na parang, hey, get a bike na kasi she lives like in Pasig, pero on the other side of the C5 road, and she goes to Chendecitas, like tumatawid siya. Tapos she has to ride, like iikot pa siya ng UV or like whatever.
Such a hassle.
Sobrang hassle when you can just literally cross. It's like you can walk, pero syempre mapapagod pag nag-walk ka. So the next thing is to bike kasi you're on wheels, but you're not really on a motorcycle, which is expensive also to maintain and stuff, like by gas din yan. Yun, so parang after that she started cycling more, tapos she would tell me na parang, oh, you know, when I tried it out na, di na, it wasn't as scary as I thought. So I guess yun yung sa akin, parang I'm really like just trying to convince my friends na just go try it,
it makes a huge difference to just try it, because you have all of these notions na it's not safe or ganyan or hassle, but then even yung ano na parang, oh, mainit kasi dito, but honestly, you sweat more if you're walking than you're on a bike.
You
kasi
have the breeze,
kasi mas mabagal breeze, ka pa
ano, like hindi ka na papawisan with the breeze pag uphill lang, pero after nun okay na,
or kung walang puno
sobrang ibang difference pag when you're under a tree,
oh my
when
god,
when you're cycling under trees. So parang like if people have an open mind to just try it, like not think of what, I don't know, yung mga preconceived notions in the of cycling.
It's like a challenge.
Yeah. And I think also the communities, they help, kasi parang even like initiatives of just women banding together, I think that's great.
But I think systemically, like if we make our roads safer, the vulnerable people like women, children, we make cycling safe for everybody. Because cycling itself isn't actually as dangerous as people think. Like, it's really just the lack of infrastructure and how like our roads are really catered to cars. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yun nga, parang... parang the systemic change na to get more women into cycling is also just to just make women feel safer just going on about with their lives outside and not just worrying if there's a guy next to them that will suddenly like prance on them or take advantage of them or just like yun parang all of those things just let them feel safe. I mean, ang malala nga din dito sa Philippines, it's like you sometimes don't even feel safe in your own home. And that's really like that's really messed up. I mean, just fix those things and then eventually parang I think naman it will eventually like go about na people will just do this more or just won't care na parang I don't care if the like there are guys there and then eventually parang dadami na yung mga people yung mga women rather just parang go on.
Yes,
go on.
So it's really a I don't know, I'm finding that it's a complex it's not a problem, you know, but it's a complex phenomenon na parang we have a common goal but at the same time we gotta check kung ano ba yung mga gusto nating talagang mangyari yung mga kailangan nating gawin and like ang daming dahil mangyari and dahil pero dahil natin pwedeng gawin as individuals.
And besides naman
boys and girls.
Like boys are also selling part of the solution.
Kasi parang once you do that din naman it also benefits guys. It benefits everyone. Just make everyone feel safer, period. Yun na naman yung gagawin dun.
Sometimes rin may mga parang personal like as a woman like there are things that motivate you. So maybe you can just find what can motivate you to like take up cycling or whatever. So yun lang, wala lang. To me, yung random personal motivation ko is that I like it when I beat guys.
Same, oh my god. It's like
pag nalalampasan ko sila,
I play that game a lot with my boyfriend. mag-ride kami, tapos magsistarts, parang uunahan ko talaga siya. Tapos, kasi ang bilis niya talaga, kasi medyo malakas na rin siya. I mean, you know. Tapos parang gagawin ko na lang, oh, nasasabayan ko na siya. So parang siya yung parang marker ko of my strength. And then, whenever I'd get a chance na parang uunahan ko siya, tapos tatawa ako, tapos sasabihin niya sa akin, oh, ba't ka nakangisi-ngisi dyan? just going on it.
I mean, kasi getting stronger personally, it's a good motivation, really. Parang
definitely.
Even like measure, lalo na now with like apps like Strava or whatever, you really get to measure your performance. And like when you see that you're really improving, it feels great. Yeah. Like yun na lang.
So I think it's really important for both men and women, but particularly women, to really see like there are really benefits. To cycling and. You know, encouraging women is like both on a personal level and also a systemic level, like making things safer for all of us.
And it won't like do anything with. I mean, I just remembered lang kasi na parang there was a misconception before na riding bikes would make you lose your virginity or like whatever na parang luluwag ka dun sa baba. And parang that's not really.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know.
I did not hear that. But okay.
Basta may something about. Women and riding a bicycle.
And men, yeah.
Parang before. That was like an issue, right? Way before, like in history. Pero parang now it's...
I think that's a good topic for an episode.
Will you get virgin?
We should talk about that.
But for now, like, dami kong matutunan. Just listening to you guys. Daming learning. Daming like, whoa, nangyayari na pala to. It's so different. And that Facebook group. That's a big thing.
I wanna see
I haven't checked them recently, pero the last time I saw, medyo active pa naman sila. So sana active pa rin. Maybe it's up to people like us to
mag-ingay
like,
tayo.
Pero parang oo pa naman.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you so much to Chaz and Chi for taking the time to talk to us. So guys, don't forget to subscribe to the Cycling Matters podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you can really find podcasts for your dose of cycling content after that weekend ride. So just search Cycling Matters on your favorite podcast platform while you're stuck in the dreadful Philippines rough. but if you're still stuck in traffic, you can catch more of Cycling Matters on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram, or on our website at cyclingmatters.ph. Again, that's cyclingmatters.ph. So thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next episode of the Cycling